Hi, this is a dictation by Alicia Clark, ALICIACLARK. Data service is 2/6/2025. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Her date of birth 9/28/72. Date of accident 5/25/2024. This patient was involved in a rear-ending accident where she was a restrained driver, leading to headache and some symptoms of TBI, as well as headaches and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as radiation of pain to both the legs, both arms. Colis fracture happened, and she is in constant pain, and pain medicine helps sometime and sometime it doesn't help. Her walk is quite painful. She cannot walk more than a block, more than half a block. She also is found to have a fracture of the right foot, for which she had a surgery by the podiatrist, and was in cast and is improving. She is also has a history of severe osteoporosis. Her back goes out on her, legs go out on her. She also complains of pain in the left wrist due to the fracture. And she has a terrible spasm of the muscles in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Overall, the pain is between 8 to 10, and ADLs are affected between 8 to 10. Patient does report 90 to 100% relief in the pain. And overall, please review the records for ADL system review, additional issues, substance abuse, compliance history as well. And the patient's blood pressure is 136 over 110. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox was not taken. And the rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 128/2025, dictation number 0309-0208. Patient is provided for the pain relief, which is vitriolanidine every 12 hours for 15 days. Trazodone is provided 50 milligram at night only for 15 days. And Percocet is provided 10 milligram twice a day for 15 days, 30 tablets for the pain relief. Her MAPs have been reviewed, only benzodiazepine was found positive. And she's continuously doing physical therapy at this time with traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. She remains off work, and hospital replacement and transportation has been checked for her. End of dictation. Thank you so much.